Chapter 7, Food and Beverage Management Application. Now here we are going to talk about the F&B, how important role played by the IT department. Basically, what are the advantages of IT in food and beverage? How the operations of food and beverage works, the menu, costing, management tables, order tracking, understanding modern trends, food and beverage services to manage the table order tracking. All this information we can easily get hands on if we have a proper technology is in place. Now food and beverage, basically a guest satisfaction is on high priority. We have to make sure that guest is satisfied. There is always, you know, not only the food satisfaction, but the services also plays very, very important role while we are talking about the guest satisfaction. Now here, once the guest is ordered something, he wants efficient manner, he should get the service apart from the good food. The good service also plays very, very important role, because here we can get a higher revenue. A successful of any hotel is placed by the food and beverage. This satisfaction of the guest is mainly depend on the food and beverage service also. Okay, the achievement of this service by using a good technology. Now how faster restaurant can understand the importance of delivery of good food and a quick food. Okay, by this you can see, if we get a KOT, BOT on the time, the chef can prepare the dish accordingly, so the service can be easily deliver that particular product. Okay, now here the POS terminal plays the important role. They travel all the billing information attached with the invoice and to get transferred to the guest folio. Okay, and they can do it at the time of payment at the counter. Recipe is the blood cycle of the restaurant. It is not only for the in-house guests, it is even for the walking guests. It's a basically attraction point of view. The recipe, once you have hidden, accordingly chef will prepare the food and the guest can enjoy that food. If the proper recipes have been hidden, then only you can get the proper product. Now for this, the importance is to provide a proper information in the system. Now recipe definition is basically, it will include all the ingredients which is available and how you are going to prepare the food, which is again very, very important to understand from the system point of view. If the information is fed in properly, then only you will get the result accordingly. Now which means the creation of a recipe is very important, which is done by the senior chefs. Now recipe access is again, it is for the restricted user. A person who get the authorization, they can only view that recipe. Otherwise, it will be get circulated to everyone. It is again very important that the user, those who get the right, they can only work on that particular recipe. Apart from that recipe, no other user will get the information. It is recommended that magnifying list which is component to each recipe may be included. Now recipe description data. It's basically a material management system where we can feed in all the information about the recipe and it will get travel into the point of sale system by using one-way interface where the all information related to that particular item, where the recipes have been fed in and the product accordingly is prepared by the chef. Now for which you have to have a proper approved user, then only you can get that information and it can be only able to view that information. The process basically here, once you are feeding the recipe, it depends from one place to another place. Now here users are flexible, they can feed that additional information as and when they require into the system and they can customize your recipe according to your need. Now there are some recipes which is indicated as a confidential recipe where the hostess, they have a right to delete the recipe from the system once it is talked to the guest. Now we have to make sure ensuring of the changes of recipe management system where the component introduced only at the proper time after the appropriate testing, factory need and the methodology which is used. Now once the change control is done, the flexibility of accountability, that is mandatory required. Now the recipe management system provides the control of mechanism. Appropriate approval is required if you need to change anything on the recipe, proper signatures is required, sign off is required, then only you are eligible to change anything on the recipe once it is fed in. Now change of recipe, their components, it's controllable. So as and when required, based on proper approval, then only you are elaborate and you can change the recipe as and when required. Now, recipe management system maintain the history of how many times that particular item has been sold, what all component was used, and you can keep a proper history and you can see the status whether it's a, you know, frequently sold or not, and you can get all information which is required for the sign off. If you don't require, you can go for the rejection also by taking a proper signature and why the rejection is required. So proper reason has to be mentioned. Now, management is easy to access for the menu. They can change the price item if you wanted to do, if it is all, I mean, if it is duplication for a security point of view. So you can delete that thing and proper, but for everything you have to have a proper signatory, sign off is required, and based on the interface, it will get transferred into the management system. Provide full set of point of sale. You have to see the, the cashier shift report you have to print, menu item you have to print, save labor expenses, hourly sales. You can get the information about the what is the high item consumed. You can track the void reports. You can get the reports for the real time update which you can give for the sales and labors. Now, priority wise, guest guest information, guest satisfaction, creation of guest loyalty program, which is basically help you to understand how much guest is satisfied. You can offer them the different discount by using the guest loyalty programs if you have. Then in order to customer satisfaction, customer expectation, you can generate the report, and based on you can fulfill the guest need and what you want. All this information you can easily get. Now, customer satisfaction feedback system, which is CFS, where we can effectively, you can get the customer feedback and based on that you can work, so you can give a better result to the guest. You know, basically you can organize your hotel in such a way that whatever guest expectation, guest need, you can easily deliver that product. Now, hence the feedback system, if it is in a place, you know, you can continuously improve your services. You can prepare an improvement program, you can get the feedback, and rational manners provide the information to the hotel about the guest requirement. Now, the right feedback, once you receive from the guest, you can work on that and you can do the correction need whatever you require. A relationship between the guest complaint behavior and guest democratic factory is a gender education, and the income level are documented in hospitality. There is a relationship between the age group and the complaint behavior. Younger is better educated and higher income level group complaint, and more than those who were the opposite. They are talking about the negative. Why they are talking about the negative feedbacks and all? That all information depends on the age group you can easily accumulate. Now, the development tools you can create method for handling guest satisfaction. You can see their profiles, what kind of need they want, when they are visiting, what kind of food they order, how they go for it, and what is the effect. So if you have a proper feedback channel system, you can track all that information. Now, here are the modern times where the guest is extensively they're demanding, very very demanding. There, you know, so their feedback plays very very important role. You can keep a track, and based on that, when he visited next time, you can do that, you know, as per their requirement, you can work on it. Like, you know, a very unique feedback system is there, and based on that you can design, like for example Pizza Hut, where they're talking about the guest feedback, and based on that they do this, they're guest satisfied. Here we are closing the chapter. Thank you.